We've seen houses partially demolished. Science shows deterioration can spread from defective blocks to seemingly healthy blocks, which have left behind in walls, or which have been left behind in walls or foundations, and could be concealing a dark secret. 30% of homeowners have suicidal tendency. This is a study done by University of Ulster, and 40% have severe depression. They would urge anyone to go up and have a look to Donegal and see the absolute devastating consequence. It's heartbreaking to see the homes where people are sitting in their homes and they're crumbling all around them. None of this is the fault of the affected homeowners. They bought or built their houses having faith in the system, in the regulations which are supposed to protect people, but these systems failed. The danger is that they may continue to fail if this scheme is not addressed properly. So what steps are the Department of Housing taking to ensure quarries are adequately audited and that government inspectors, not quarry owners, are employees seeking material for inspection? The pyrite remediation scheme applied in Leinster provided the perfect model upon which to build communities. This was an end-to-end scheme delivered by the housing agency who procured contractors, managed the works and paid the bills directly with no upfront cost to homeowners. At the moment, we've even seen this in Donegal, it can cost between €700 to €1,200 to get initial building assessments and several thousand to have inspections, tests and reports carried out to come up with the cash in the first place. And the banks are not giving out loans because they know that the houses are unfit and that they're crumbling. This disaster has been described as a slow-moving earthquake, and the response should be treated as a response to an earthquake. The crisis needs to be addressed as a whole and not as a series of individual misfortunes. There are between 20,000 and 30,000 homes negatively affected by defective concrete blocks in the northwest. And I would urge you to instruct the department to carry out a full assessment of the challenges faced in Donegal and to empower the housing agency to provide an optimal end-to-end state manager mediation model, like we saw in Leinster with the pyrite, to relieve families of the financial and administrative burden of remediating their home. The non-demolition option isn't working because if there is a defective block, that it is actually going into healthy blocks. So demolition is the only option. We have a model that does work, and that's what the homeowners want to see in Donegal. And it's not just affecting homes, I suppose, expecting earlier centres, community centres. Like, there's whole communities are being affected by this. And it is a crisis, and I think that needs to be honed in on, like, three levels of it. Like, Micah would say it's in this level, it's like a cancer. Then pyrite, which happened in the East Coast, is next. And pyrite is the one that's at the very end, which is happening in Donegal. And the impact of the crisis that... I don't think anyone realises the full extent of it, that the crisis that actually is there. But